following program is intended for mature audiences.
Get off the babysitter. Put on your pants. Come out with your hands up.
They used to bounce messages across the earth. Shows. Everyone in the old world had a show. Do you think there's still somebody out there? Sending shows? Who knows? Those are the planes of silence.
Yes, I'm calling to report 3 parking violations.
What? Oh my.
Whoa, what? These are parking permit only.
Okay, where's this at? What address?
There are 2 at 1020 North Parish Place and 1 at 1019.
Hold on 1 second.
You would need 3 promotions to get to be an asshole.
We have a parking control that's been driving there for about 6 minutes.
Oh, my mistake.
Is it going to be a white Chevy and a white Chevy Silverado and a white Honda?
The Silverado's still there, but there's no ticket there.
No, they're still driving over there. So
oh, I see.
There any second.
You imbecile! You bloated idiot!
And the other car left.
Oh. That's a shame.
But now there's some other black car in that place, so.
Okay, well, they're going to do the whole street. When they get out there, they do the whole 1,000 blocks.
Oh, okay.
So anybody that's in violation is going to get a ticket. They can drive in there for 6 minutes.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye. So why am I so nasty to report parking violations?
Well, I want to know about this.
Well, the reason is that we pay, the citizens of Burbank, we here on this particular street pay for parking. We pay for parking permits. And so they said they would be here in about 6 minutes.
Believe it or not.
We're going to see what happens here. If they actually do ticket these people or not. Let's see. In the meantime, I'm going to walk. Because that's what I'm told to do. Walk. Because I can't do anything else. I don't recommend getting old. I do not recommend getting old. Because everything sort of falls apart. Some of you may know. I had a heart attack in June.
If I may be so blunt, who gives a shit?
And having that heart attack in June, meant...
You don't even know what you're talking about. Try getting it out. Go ahead.
Engaging in exercise that would automatically... engaging in exercise. Of course, aerobic exercise, but walking, riding a bicycle, I don't ride a bicycle. You do use a recumbent bike in the gym. But I'm just going to walk back and forth as I see what transpires with the Burbank Police Department.
Savino Veritas, live from Burbank, California.
With these parking vehicles. The reason I do that is because we pay for parking. And these people are parking here for free.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
In an area where they're supposed to be parking. Where there's supposed to be no parking except with permit, which we pay for. We pay for those permits.
You don't want this getting into the wrong hands.
So what is all this about? Basically, I'm just checking this windscreen to see if it makes a difference.
I'm going to have to science the shit out of this.
The last time I did this, walking in Burbank on Savino Veritas, the last time I did it was a lot of wind noise. And that wind noise, of course, was very disturbing. And remember, in the studio at Lion's Den Studios in Burbank, we may not be soundproof. We may not be foolproof. But we are 90-proof.
I don't think that's funny.
Nevertheless, I am not 90-proof as I walk in here, as I walk out. Testing this screen, windscreen. So I'm testing the microphone windscreen, the recording device windscreen. There's a noisy birds commenting on Savino Veritas. They have some gripes themselves. But I'm not wearing sunscreen, and it's pretty sunny day. So far, I do not see any police coming to ticket these cars. So, I think we'll just see what's going on.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
And a lot of gardeners here on Monday, on this day. But a lot of people, and we're gonna go this way now. We're going this way. Go down the alley. This is a very famous alley.
It's never ending, your bullshit.
Yeah, this is a famous alley, Alleys have been important in my radio career.
Well, I want to know about this.
Back in the day with Frank Attolo and myself, we had a sponsor, a clothing store named People's Alley. People's Alley clothing store. And People's Alley, we did a jingle for People's Alley. As a matter of fact, here it is.
Get yourself every clothes, easy, let it be close.
I hope you enjoyed that. We had a jingle for People's Alley. We also had a jingle for Subway sandwiches. That's right. Sandwiches had just been invented, and Subway became a franchise. And in that franchise, we wrote a jingle for Subway sandwiches. And here it is.
Change of scenery, change of pace. Gotta turn my styles in a different place. Is there something new you can do somewhere just for me and you?
A nice, easy day with good music and good food. The kind you get at your local Subway stop. Friendly service and a choice of sandwiches with all the trimmings. We offer you more than hamburgers for a little more than the cost of hamburgers with all the extras. Subway is a change of...
You need is a change of taste. Service with no time to waste. Subway sandwich stops the place. Subway is a change. Subway is a change. Subway.
That was Frank Cotolo with the Frank Sinatra version of the Subway sandwich jingle. Now we have a more pop version. I'm right now in an alley by the very famous metal tree that we went to the city to protest, and I'm not seeing anything here. I don't see any police coming. No police are coming. Oh, yeah, here they are now. Police are coming, and we shall see what happens as they view vehicles that are not supposed to be parked here. Let's see, do they stop? Yes, they stop, and there's a lot of vehicles here.
Have you had mental health problems?
A lot of vehicles. Well, it looks like they're going to ticket them. Does that make me happy? Am I one of those guys that are happy because they get a parking ticket? Well, no. I'm happy because the police are doing what they're supposed to be doing because we pay for permits. We pay for permits to park here. Yeah, we do. And in doing that, we want it enforced. Now, this is an interesting thing. One of the cars reported all mysteriously is leaving at this time before the ticket can be written. In the meantime, we want to see what happens. Especially with that larger vehicle. I want to see what happens with the Silverado. Anyway, I was saying that was Frank Cotolo with the Frank Sinatra version of the Subway sandwich thing. And sandwich shops, and Here's me in the lead vocal for the more pop version, pop music version of Subway Sandwich. Enjoy the jingle, if not the sandwich.
Turn my styles in a different place. Is there something new you can take me to? Somewhere just for me and you. What you need is a change of pace.
One of the other things we have, Frank and I did jingles for, is the, we're getting a lot of wind now, so let's see if this windscreen really works or not. But one of the things we are interested in, one of the things we did was a jingle for Federal Tires. And I don't remember if there really is a, I think there is a Federal Tires. I think so. I think there's a Federal Tire. And we did a jingle for them. You know, I don't remember. Maybe there isn't a Federal Tire. Maybe we just made it up so we could do the jingle on our demo reel. Regardless, you don't care.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
What you want to hear is the wonderful music and jingle. So here it is, Federal Tires. I thought we did a particularly good job on that, in the Federal Tires jingle with Frank Atolo and myself. You're listening to Savino Veritas as I take my cardio walk on this sunny afternoon, testing the windscreen without sunscreen, even though it's pretty sunny, maybe 80s, in the 80s, mid-80s. And sunny. Not unusual for Southern California. So, there's not much I can do in the way of exercise. I've been trying to let a lot of things get in the way of exercise, but I've not a lot of things I could do in the way of exercise. As I went to a physical therapist today, she's really good, I thought. She's a PhD. Her name is Delina, and she's my physical therapist, and she's trying to correct my chronic shoulder pain, chronic neck and shoulder pain. And the doctor who referred me to her, or her to me, or to each other, I don't know, what is it? Is it, did he refer me to her, or did he refer her to me?
I mean, did you ever hear so much talk about nothing?
Whatever, let's refer to it as a doctor's authorization. So he authorized, I see this physical therapist, and he recommended that I stop all exercise except for walking until I clear up this chronic pain in my shoulder. Oh, this is an interesting thing. As I'm taking my walk, I'm coming upon a filming. A lot of filming in Burbank, of course, and these people are filming and big cameras and dollies.
Lights, cameras, action!
And all kinds of things like that. I don't know what the filming is, but we will see. In the meantime, I passed the filming with their whirring generators. I hate those whirring generators. There's a lot of gripes. Sabino Veritas, the fine wine of select gripes. And one of the gripes, besides illegal parking, is filming. Disruptive and noisy filming. And I've complained about that many times because while it is good for the Burbank economy, and it is sort of the industry, the industry that for which Burbank is famous, nevertheless, too much filming in one street, on one block, at one place, it's just not right. Well, they heard my complaints, my gripes, and they have spread the wealth a little bit. Instead of having it at this one place, the much hated Moose Lodge, which is just a few steps from my house, but they have these whirring generators that really make a lot of noise, and they say they're going to end. The production companies often say they're going to end at a certain time, and then they don't. Then they go into the night, and then they unpack and load they wrap it up. They wrap up their production, but then pack up all their noisy equipment, or the equipment. The equipment is not noisy, but they pack it up noisily in a truck at 2 and 3 in the morning. And it's very disruptive. I need my sleep, ladies and gentlemen. I need my sleep, as you could tell probably from this conversation. I need all the health benefits I could get. And I'm not talking about insurance. I'm talking about exercise, air, sun, sleep. I hope you're not sleeping. Maybe this is boring you, and my
sentimental hogwash.
I put you to sleep a little bit. You know, I am a certified hypnotist. I can put you to sleep, but I would never do that on the air. Especially if you're driving. I don't want people falling asleep on the freeway, crashing into each other. That would be just a horrible thing. But I will say this. I'm going to get off the main street here. I was on Burbank Boulevard, and now I'm at the what an uplifting show. I'm now at the side of a funeral home.
I am Dracula. I bid you welcome.
The Valley Funeral Home. My wife has been through numerous relative viewings here. And if you've seen her relatives, you'd say, oh, I don't want to do that. Especially when they're dead. Anyway.
How's that for a segue?
Now, this has little or nothing to do with funeral homes. Well, there's a bunch of cars parked in the funeral home, and hearses. They're doing business. People are dying to get in. So they're doing a lot of business there. The one thing you could always count on is death. Which is exactly what I'm trying to avoid right now. Or trying to push back a little bit. It's interesting when you have a heart attack and you survive it. And it makes you very aware of the fragility of life. And the necessity of taking steps to combat disease and decrepitude. I don't even know if that's a word, decrepitude, but it is now. And I am taking steps. I'm walking here outside, testing my windscreen. And playing disc jockey to old jingles that Frank Cotullo and I recorded back in the 70s. Speaking of the 70s, you might want to hear a full episode of Savino Veritas from a couple of weeks ago. I think two episodes ago. White Dog Poop from the 70s, inspired by Sarah Silverman's and her sister Laura. Sarah Silverman and her sister Laura wrote this really neat song called White Dog Poop from the 70s. And it inspired me to do a Savino Veritas episode, White Dog Poop from the 70s. And I made the analogy that one Donald Trump is in some symbolically at least, white dog poop from the 70s.
Be careful, son, I can sue you.
And should mysteriously disappear, as white dog poop from the 70s has seemed to. So that is an interesting thing, at least to me. You might want to check out White Dog Poop from the 70s episode.
Whatever happened to that white dog poop from the 70s? It went away as mysteriously as it came. Whatever happened to that white dog poop from the 70s? It went away like you and me. It wasn't ours, but it wasn't free. In French they say, le bon du vie, to the ceremony. A
couple of weeks ago, in June, early June, I think. It was either late May or early June. Check out that episode on juicedtalk.com. Juicedtalk.com, where you can get all the episodes of Savino Veritas and most of the episodes of Cotullo Chronicles, which has been on the air for, I think, 20 years. And as you know, this show, Savino Veritas, airs right after Cotullo Chronicles on the 20th anniversary SRN1 in Toronto, Canada. SRN1. And you may be listening to this live on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Time and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You may be listening to this live at 148.ca/1. And if you are, then of course you know you're at 148.ca/1. But if you're hearing this in some other way, as an archived podcast on the Too Cool for School website, juicedtalk.com, then this might be news to you, that you can hear the Savino Veritas shows live every Thursday evening at 11 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Pacific at 148.ca/1. That's 148.ca/one. That's the website for the internet radio station SRN1. I believe they're also, besides internet radio, I think the show is heard in brick and mortar stations. You know, those really those brick and mortar. You know, they talk about brick and mortar shops, but I guess is that like Home Depot or something, where you can get brick and mortar? I guess. I don't know. But back to the 70s. I was talking about the 70s when Frank Cotolo and I recorded our jingles. And we also recorded a commercial, which I'll play in a minute, but we recorded the jingles for Subway Sandwich, Federal Tires, People's Alley, the clothing store that was a sponsor of the show that you can hear. Thank goodness, because we unearthed, Frank Cotolo and I unearthed most of the episodes of the 1970s comedy radio series Dead Air. That's the original Dead Air. I think there is another show out there these days called Dead Air, but this is the original Dead Air back in the 1970s. And you can hear most of those episodes and outtakes and other interesting segments. You can hear those. What do you think? At juicedtalk.com. You can hear Dead Air, the 1970s Savino Cotolo radio show, the comedy radio show, half-hour comedy radio show. And because the commercials are cut out, it's only 23 minutes or something like that. So you could hear those short episodes at juicedtalk.com. www.juicedtalk.com. I know you could hear other shows on juicedtalk.com. Juicedtalk.com, by the way, is by far the most unique podcast platform in the world. I could say that. I could say that without hesitation.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
And I did say it with hesitation, but I could say it without hesitation. They are definitely the most unique assemblage of radio programs. You can hear the Artist D and the Fabulous Show. There's another Artist D show, and I apologize to D for missing the name of the other show. I think it's called the Artist D. So there's the Fabulous Show with the Artist D, and there's the Artist D. And there's a wonderful erotic show. At least it was for me.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Velvet Steel, the transistor radio in a sense, because she's a transsexual.
Nice beaver.
A post-operative, I understand, a post-operative transsexual.
5 feelings exactly.
Velvet Steel, and you can hear the episodes that she created. And just like Dead Air, and just like the Savino Veritas, and just like Cotolo Chronicles, and just like the Fabulous D Show, and just like the Fabulous Show, you can hear Velvet Steel at www.juicedtalk.com. Juicedtalk.com. Now, since I did like a long commercial for juicedtalk.com, why don't I do a commercial that Frank and I did. Here's 2 commercials that we did that was heard on CBS Radio, WCBS-FM, New York. WCBS-FM, New York. Back in the 70s, back during the time when Frank and I were doing Dead Air, we did these commercials for the Brooklyn Divers School, a scuba diving school. You may not associate scuba diving with Brooklyn, but Brooklyn is pretty, almost entirely surrounded by water. It's at least on 3 sides. So, and there are a lot of dives in Brooklyn, as Frank and I used to go to a lot of those dives. I remember a time when Frank and I went to this dive in Brooklyn, and not scuba diving. Well, I'll tell you that after I play the two commercials for the Brooklyn Diver School.
Hi, I'm Half Nelson, world-renowned scuba diver and graduate of the Brooklyn Diver School. You've probably seen me in the deep depths of the ocean, fighting octopi, seeking lost treasure and pretty shells. You may never get to wrestle a giant squid or dismantle a World War II mine, but you may be interested in the beauty of the undersea world. The Brooklyn Diver School offers a 30-hour course of instruction, 2 evenings a week for 6 weeks. Class hours are convenient and pool scuba equipment is provided. And you won't be diving off the Bay 14 Pier either. 2 open ocean trips are included in the course.
Hey, Half Nelson, care for a swim?
No tanks.
The Brooklyn Divers School is co-ed. Ask about the special 2-week intensive course. Dial 377-9461, 377-9461. The Brooklyn Divers School is a member of the Professional Association of Diving Instructors.
I'm Half Nelson, world-renowned scuba diver and graduate of the Brooklyn Divers School. I was swimming in the depths of Sheepshead Bay when I noticed a giant tuna playing a piano. I approached.
Aren't you Half Nelson?
That's me.
You swim almost as good as we do. Where'd you learn?
At the Brooklyn Divers School. The Brooklyn Divers School offers a 30-hour course of instruction, 2 evenings a week for 6 weeks. Class hours are convenient and pool scuba equipment is provided. And 2 open ocean trips are included in the course.
You think I could go to the Brooklyn Divers School?
Sorry, Charlie. Hey, how come you could play the piano?
I'm a piano tuna.
The Brooklyn Divers School is co-ed. Ask about the special 2-week intensive course. Dial 377-9461, 377-9461. The Brooklyn Divers School is a member of the Professional Association of Diving Instructors.
So that was the Brooklyn Diver School commercials, 2 of them. One of them featured a character who was heard on Dead Air, our 1970s comedy radio show. And that character was called Half Nelson. It's a parody of, I forget the characters, the real character's name. On Sea Hunt, there was a television show that Frank and I watched, and many millions of other people, starring Lloyd Bridges. Yes, that's Jeff Bridges, and I'm burning my bridges here because I don't remember the other Bridges' name. It's Jeff Bridges and his brother, and I apologize to his brother, who I like in many parts and that he's acted in, especially Homeland recently, and Masters of Sex. I thought he was really good in the Masters of Sex. Anyway, Jeff Bridges, Beau Bridges.
Is this your final answer?
So Jeff and Beau Bridges had a father, and not first. First there was the father and the mother, and then came Jeff and Beau. But the father was Lloyd Bridges. Enjoyed his acting, and he was a scuba diver, besides being an actor, and he starred in the 1960s television show, maybe the 70s, I'm not sure, may have been in the 70s, Sea Hunt. I don't think it made it to the 70s, but it was definitely in the 60s, Sea Hunt. I think it was on CBS, and I think it was, I remember the strangest things, I think it was on just before Gunsmoke. It was Sea Hunt and Gunsmoke. Maybe it was Gunsmoke first and then Sea Hunt, I don't know, but they were pretty close together there. So, yeah, the Brooklyn Diver School, so one of those spots had a character that Frank and I developed in our parody. We did a parody of Sea Hunt called Sea Search. And The character's name was Half Nelson, and I believe the real character on C. Hunt was some sort of Nelson, I don't remember, but we were playing on that as Half Nelson. And we used him in our Brooklyn Diver School commercials, the parody of it. And of course, there was Charlie the Tuna, the Brooklyn Diver School. So there were, it was fun to do that commercial. And have you ever been scuba diving? I have not, but I have been snorkeling in Catalina, off the coast of Catalina, Santa Catalina Island. There's a beach there away from the Avalon. Well, I think it's technically still in Avalon. It's called Lover's Cove. Well, there's one called Lover's Cove and there's one called Pebbly Beach. And from either, you can walk into the ocean and see really wonderful things. My wife and I went to Catalina just a couple of weeks ago. And we were planning a trip back there in October. Now, the wonderful thing about Avalon is beautiful. And of course, the snorkeling. The water is still very clear. We've been going there for decades. The water is still very clear, beautiful, tranquil, green water. And but the little town is very much like Capri, I'm told. Capri in Italy. But I've never been there. The Isle of Capri. So Catalina and Avalon is very much like that. It's a wonderful little town with a few houses that are around, stacked one above the other on a hill, beautiful hill. And we always stay at the Hotel Catalina, which is a Victorian built in 1917, last year, they had their 100th anniversary. Now they're 101, because it's a year later. And you just add one to that, and it would be 101. So yeah, my wife and I enjoy Catalina. We're going to go back. And when we do go back, for all the times we've been to Catalina, which is many, many times, we've never stayed at the Inn of Mount Ada. It's called the Inn of Mount Ada, which is up at the highest part of the hill, this wonderful mansion. And what it is now is a bed and breakfast called the Inn at Mount Ada. What it was the home of William Wrigley. William Wrigley, who made millions, made a fortune in chewing gum. And he was also the owner of the Chicago Cubs, the original owner of the Chicago Cubs. You know, I'm not sure about that. He was definitely the owner of the Chicago Cubs. I'm not sure if he was the original owner of the Chicago Cubs. But William Wrigley, what he did was he had the Cubs' spring training was on the island of Santa Catalina. And they still have that ballpark there where the Cubs played every year. They had their spring training campaign before every season until Major League Baseball said, can't go there because everybody is in either Florida or Arizona. So take your pick. You cannot be in Santa Catalina. And so, that was the end of baseball on Catalina. I'm ready to head back home soon to watch the Yankees beat the Phillies in an interleague game. Hopefully that is. And we will see what happens. The Yankees lost 3 in a row, but they're still in first place as I speak. And since I speak, I'll tell you that this is Savino Veritas, the fine one of Select Gripes. It's a wonderful afternoon in Burbank. Illegally parked cars have been ticketed. Just wonderful day. Despite my joy over the illegally parked cars being ticketed, and I do that, well, I already told you, but I'll tell you again in case you're just tuning in. I call the Burbank police to ticket illegally parked cars because we on the block where I live pay for residential parking permits. And when vehicles park there without permits, they're getting a free ride. We have to pay for that. We pay for that. So I do it out of a sense of justice and fairness. Now, speaking of justice and fairness, the flip side of justice and fairness is a man called Donald Trump. In case you haven't realized, Savino Veritas Radio is dedicated to taking down the fascist regime of Donald Trump. It is clear that he is a fascist. He is now ordering the deportation of illegal immigrants, or alleged illegal immigrants. They probably are illegal immigrants, but he is ordering their deportation without due process. So these people cannot argue why they came here illegally, what they were fleeing, what they are seeking. They cannot speak. So you might say, so what? Well, so what? That is like the epitome of fascism. When your society is built on the rule of law, when it's built on the rule of law and you just dictate, when you just dictate and order government agencies to do your bidding, you're a fascist. You're a fascist, and that's all there is to it. Now, please don't take it personally, because you're not a fascist. I hope not. If you support Donald Trump and you have a brain, then you are a fascist, and you need to go somehow, or learn quickly. You know, Mr. Trump's head of Homeland Security, Haman, I think his name is, he was complaining on the state-run media, Fox News. He was complaining yesterday that he resents people calling ICE Nazis. And it was the irony of his statement is just amazing. And what he said while he was griping that people call ICE Nazis, he said, honest to God, he said, after all, we're just following orders. Well, that is the epitome of irony and the epitome of fascism. And if people If these illegal immigrants, or alleged illegal immigrants, if they are deported without due process, then we've become a fascist state. Not maybe. We will become a fascist state, and the ICE people and the Homeland Security people who obey the orders of the dictator Trump are no better than Nazis. You don't want to call them Nazis? Fine. They're no better than Nazis, because they are just following orders that harm human beings, and orders that which go against our laws. Are we going to be a land of the rule of law? Or are we going to be a land of the law of rule? Of course, many people can and have and will and should observe that Trump loves dictators. He doesn't admire, or appreciate, or value democratic leaders like Merkel or Macron or Theresa May in England. He doesn't appreciate them. He holds up people like the murderous dictator of the Philippines, the murderous dictator of North Korea, the murderous dictator and his buddy in bed. Vladimir Putin. He loves all these things. He loves these dictators. That's who he admires. That's who he wants to be. He wants to be them. He wants to be a dictator. And we are allowing him to do so. What can we do about it? Well, I write to people. I write to newspapers. I do this radio show. I talk to people about the horrors of destroying our democratic republic. You could do the same. The very least you could do is vote. ...132 days to the midterm elections.
It's too Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
The end.
By George, he's got it. It is the end.
No, that'll be all. Just be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.